Hi, this is Pastor Nelson Mercado. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast from the Nashville First Seventh-day Adventist Church. I hope you are blessed by today's message.
Let us pray. Loving Father, thank you indeed for the privilege that it is to be here before you. And Lord, for the love that you manifested through Jesus, we celebrate that today. Speak to us this morning is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. From our bedroom window, Rebecca eyed the children playing in the snow enviously. How she longed to go play with them. Now Rebecca, her father had told her, "You cannot play in the snow today." "But why not?" she asked. You see, the neighborhood children played every day in the park just behind Rebecca's house. "Just trust me," her father told her. "It's not what's best for you today." At the time, she simply kissed him on the cheek, assuring him that she would stay inside and read. But now she was having second thoughts. It was so nice outside, she thought. Why would my father not allow me to go outside and play? Why should I miss all the fun? After a snowball exploded on the wall by her window, Rebecca decided that she couldn't take it anymore. She would go out and join the others. So she left her book on top of the table and headed out. And she kept trying to tell herself that she was having a good time, but all the while her heart felt uncomfortable. She kept looking this way and that, make sure that her father wasn't there to see her, afraid that her father would see her. Well, after a few hours, they were done playing, she said her final goodbyes, and she headed toward the house. She wanted to be safely lodged in her room before her father got home. Intent on getting upstairs as quickly as possible, though, she didn't notice that someone had left a mitten on one of the steps. And so as she goes up the steps, she slipped on the mitten and falls down several steps. To her horror, she noticed that she had hit her father's favorite picture. Had a gash right in front of it. Now, normally, after a fall like this, Rebecca would run toward her father so he could doctor her and help her feel better. But not this time. How could she go and face her father now? She had disobeyed him and had broken his favorite picture. So she just grabbed the picture and hobbled up to her room. The rest of the day, she lay in agony. Her body ached from the bruises she got from the fall. But her heart, that ached worst of all. She was sure that her father would not love her anymore. I mean, she had messed up in the past, but this time, she had taken it too far. She was certain that he would not even want to speak to her. Ha, he probably won't love me anymore. How can he love me anymore? She sobbed uncontrollably on her pillow. See, Rebecca and her dad were very close. They played together, and they studied together, they laughed and they cried together. But not anymore. She was certain that those wonderful times were over. Now, who knows how long she would have remained upstairs had not her nanny gone up to check up on her. Now, her nanny, Rebecca's nanny, had a gift that she always knew when something was wrong and always there ready to give sound, wise advice. Well, tonight was no exception. "Rebecca, dear," she said in a firm yet gentle way, "you have been very wrong. But you cannot continue in your wrongness and stay here. You must go to your father with the picture in your hand, and you must tell him everything. But how could I? She sobbed. I'm not worthy of his love. Her nanny sighed patiently. You were no more worthy of it yesterday than you are today, child. Your father loves you because you are his daughter, not because of anything you do or you don't do. Hasn't he told you every day since you were a child, I love you? Do you doubt his word now? Do you really think that his love depends on you? Doubt his word. This was an angle that Rebecca never thought about before. Maybe she should go to her father. Yes, I must go to my father, otherwise I won't be able to rest. So, still shaking and trembling with fear, she limped her way down the hall toward the living room. She paused at the entrance, and her father was sitting on his favorite chair, just like he did every night. And as she came in, a smile radiating with love illuminated his face. Ah, you finally come. I've been waiting for you. Come here, sit on my lap. And as he spoke, his arms were stretched wide open. Now, Rebecca couldn't stand it. You just don't understand, Father. You cannot love me anymore. I've been very wicked. She held up the broken picture frame for him to see. I know, Rebecca. I know more than you think. I watched you when you went outside. I watched you when you fell down the steps and hit the picture. I saw the whole thing. You did? She was flabbergasted. But weren't you at work? Shook his head. No, I took the day off because I wanted to spend a special afternoon with you. Ever since you fell, I've been longing for you to come to me so that I could bandage your wounds and help you feel better. Won't you come to me now? Rebecca couldn't believe what she was hearing. Her dad had planned an entire afternoon to spend it with her, and she missed it. How foolish was she? And he knew everything. And he loved her anyway. Could it be? Father, how can you still love me? And she won't forget the smile on his face. He said, Rebecca, I have loved you since before you were born. You are my daughter. I will always love you. True, there are times when your actions cause consequences that you could have avoided. But nothing will ever separate you from my love. I wonder if at some point in your life you have been Rebecca. Could it be that even right now you are like Rebecca? Maybe you have done something, you have fallen yet again, sometimes with the same issue. You have God feels discouraged. He's disappointed in you. That's how you feel. He must be given up on you. He no longer has patience with you. And perhaps you've convinced yourself that he doesn't even love you anymore. But you know, our Father's love is something really he doesn't even have to prove anymore. He has proven it. The evidence is in Jesus. The plan of salvation where he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to send the best that I have, and he will die in their place. He will pay their debt. And because Jesus did exactly that, our wounds, our bruises have been healed. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And because of this everlasting love, because of this sacrifice, we can be sure that nothing, can you say nothing? Nothing, and right now you probably are thinking of something that you have believed that because of that something he has given up on you and he no longer loves you. But the Bible says that nothing will ever separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so communion reminds us of this, the sacrifice of Jesus, the love of the Father toward you. And that no matter what you do, no matter what happens, he has already proven it. His love for you is so great that nothing will ever separate you from him.
Thanks for joining us. If you're ever in the Nashville area, come and visit us at the Nashville First Seventh-day Adventist Church. We're located at 2800 Blair Boulevard in Nashville, Tennessee. You may also visit us at nfsda.org.